Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 229, the best R&B remixes and final credit songs. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. I'm your host, Morgan Stradling.
And I am Chelsea Robson.
And we are back with another musical discussion. These have been so much fun. I'm loving, first off, I just love Disney music. So an excuse to go through every single Disney song, basically,
yeah,
and talk about them. Talk about a girl's dream come true.
Hey, Morgan, remember that time we were in high school and we were doing that like walk around the football field thing? It was like a walk-a-thon.
Yeah.
And you and I just like we had one earbud in you and one earbud in me, and we had your iPod, you know, first gen, of course. Or no, it was Gen 2.
iPod. Gen 3.
Was it Gen 3? Okay.
Yeah,
so that's where we're dating ourselves.
Or 4. It's one of those.
We're walking around. Wheel. Yes, the spin wheel. We're walking around and we are listening to all of the Disney songs on your playlist, because you had the most epic Disney playlist of all, and we shared, and it was wonderful.
It was my claim to fame.
It was, but we were literally singing the entire time out loud, and like at the top of our lungs, and everybody just was like, "It's them. Just let them do their thing."
Yes. It's 2 a.m. Okay.
Right. Oh, gosh. But yeah, this is what it kind of takes me back to that night, to those days when we would just like scrounge around the internet and eBay trying to find all of the Disney CDs so that we can get.
We did. I know. I got the 101 Dalmatians soundtrack off eBay. Yeah. Now you can just go on Spotify and you don't have to go through this rigmarole. And
you don't have any work. You guys didn't suffer.
No. Yes. Yes. Oh, the times.
You didn't prove yourselves. But here we are, and we are talking about our favorite Disney musics. And this one, it was fun because I went in and I found all of the best Disney end credit songs. And generally, I have a rule with them, and I'll get into the rules a little bit later. But yeah, I'm excited to jump into this.
Let's do it. Let's jump away.
Don't go away. We have a great show coming up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, so we are jumping in, and the best Disney credit songs, I started basically at what would be known as the Renaissance-ish starting, because most of the other movies before Oliver and Company, all of the end credit songs had, they were just theme music. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot, there wasn't any like actual reprises or... It didn't get into the gist of what I wanted. I really wanted to
Disney
get...
music wasn't quite what it had, you know, become in the 90s.
It wasn't. No. Because we look back and I think of like the R&B remix. This was like the standard of what Disney did. And uh-huh. But as I was going through, I was like, you know, this really wasn't as standard as I thought it was. It was just because they started
it. Was
it,
an era.
And then the era took care of it. Every yes. other Disney, every other non-Disney studio that made a movie played off of this, and so all of them had a remix, which made me think mm-hmm. that Disney was the one that had more of them. But it did have its fair share, but we're going to just start at Oliver and Company.
But before you get into this, we are going to be talking about the closing songs and the end credit songs. So some of the movies, they have a final song that kind of like tops you off, and there's animation, and the characters may be singing or not singing, and then it ends, okay? So those, we're including those in here.
Yeah.
Your closing number... And, you know, sometimes that does morph into the end credit song, but sometimes these are different things. And sometimes the movie will have both. So we're just kind of lumping them all together.
Yeah. And like I said, we're just starting at like Oliver and Company on down because the other ones were mostly themes, like scores.
Yeah.
Then those are different
or
things.
Or the end credits were not a thing. That right. was the beginning
it
credits.
It was the beginning
you
credits,
know, yeah. Yeah, because, for example, our OG theme song, Cinderella, do 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 do. I mean, that's not going to get any love because that's a true. Beginning credit song.
That's true.
Not an end credit song.
We could go through all the beginning
the
credit
best
songs.
Of the rest of yeah
yeah.
We'll do a best of the rest that didn't really fit any of the buckets. We could just rank those.
Just all of our favorite songs. Here's yes. what we're gonna do. So, yeah. So we're gonna start off with Oliver Company. Why should I worry? Why should I care? And this one was a bit of a reprise because instead of just Dodger singing, it was all of the dogs had their little part. And so you had everybody kind of taking their moment of the song, which I thought was fun. It's not going to make mm-hmm. my list of like best of them all, but it was like, okay, that's fun. I'll add you. And that's where we're going to start our list mm-hmm. is time-wise, because we're mostly going by eras. But then the next movie is going to be the Disney's Little Mermaid end credit song. And ooh. I just, you know what? They hadn't figured out how to do a remix yet. And so it was just Little Mermaid, life under the sea is better than anything they'd got up there. And they just repeated it.
It's just Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Under the Sea played over again. I think after this film is when, obviously, they made a whole lot of money from the yes. film and the soundtrack. And they realized, oh, okay, you know, we can make even more money if we make a more commercialized version
yes.
of the song. We don't have to rewrite a new song. Let's just get someone else to sing like the pinnacle, typically the love song, in the end credits. So Under the Sea, it's great. But as far as like an end credit song, it's kind of meh-y because it's just a song we'd previously heard before.
Yeah, it's literally just the same song just again.
Yeah, yeah. Which nothing special, nothing new.
They like when you put it perfectly. You can make so much more money when you just make more versions of yes. this song. And one of my favorite stories is from Beauty and the Beast and how Don Hahn was just so ecstatic that they were to get Celine Dion, this new girl from Canada, so cheap.
Oh my gosh.
So
no way.
Yes. There is an interview with him saying, oh, yeah, it was great. So obviously she did not get any royalties on this. They paid her out flat. And she oh. and People Bison sang the most epic version of an end song that I think is out there, which is, you know, Celine Dion's Beauty and the Beast. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when you think of Disney end credit songs, you think of this one.
Yeah.
It's the one. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to spoil my list, but this is the list.
This is the list. All right. And then the next movie is going to be in Aladdin. And it's the Whole New World theme song. And that is really when they hit their stride with the R&B remix side. Because it's got this do-do-do, like this... I can show you the world.
Yeah. And it's just like... Do that again for me, Chelsea.
Shimmering, splendid. Like, they just really go at it. And, like, there's the R&B style to have, like, major runs when they sing. And I can do that when I practice a lot, but it's not my natural thing to just do all these crazy runs that go up and down every scale. But they decided, no, we're going to do this, and we're going to hit it hard.
The world needs this.
Right, so... Yeah, this is fantastic. This is also People Bryson and Regina Bell. So People Bryson got brought on. They're like, okay, you did really great with Beauty and the Beast. So we're just going to have you come out. And we can't afford Celine anymore. So
yeah.
We had our moment.
Oh, man, I love it.
Oh, so good. So... Any other thoughts you had to add?
No, those are both epic, both amazing. I can picture them in my head right now as soon as the end credits come on, especially the Whole New World one. But I think between the two, the Celine Dion one is just the one for sure. But the Whole New World comes very close second.
Yeah. Okay, so next, when you look at The Lion King... Here's at this point, they're like, okay, if you can do one good remix... Elton John can decide to do all the good remixes. And he's like, I'm not going to stop at just the love song, dudes. We're going to take all of my best songs and we're going to make another repeat of this because I want more money.
If you can do one, you can do three.
Exactly.
Because those end credits are long.
Yes. And I mean, with this one, like he, if you look at the soundtrack when he went in and he did it and he just did all these remixes, like, it's Elton John. Who else are you going to get to sing your stuff?
Right.
It's Elton John. So, I mean, I can... It's like... when it starts out and it's like... Uh-oh. Like, you have these background singers that are just amazing. Oh, gosh. So First Circle of Life, yes. So that's... It goes straight into Circle of Life after that.
And this Circle of Life has different lyrics.
Yes, it does.
Which is nice. It's a little different.
Right. From the day we arrive on the planet. Like, he just really gets into it. It's fabulous. And then the next song is, oh my gosh. It's I Just Can't Wait to Be King. And this song is, like, carved into my mind. Like, this version, too, specifically, because I listen to this one all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love it. I think it's good, but I don't necessarily have that same sort of reaction. For me, it's the next one, which is Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yes.
That one of the three is the one that's like, oh, this was the song. This is the song that, you know, the goal is to, yes, you want to sell a lot of records, want to make it be an amazing song, everyone loves it, but if you can get one of your songs to hit the charts, and I haven't done any research on this, but I'm pretty sure this was the one that did it because I remember hearing this all the time on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a lot easier to... I mean, the love song is the easiest one to get on the radio. So, Elton John, you done good. I mean, the fact you played your cards right. And you're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do all of them.
Yep.
I appreciated it.
Smart guy.
So...
You can tell he's been in the business a while.
Yeah, right. He's like, I know how the game is played. Let's optimize this situation. So the next movie on the list is going to be a Goofy movie. And it, even though it wasn't a remix, it was the ending song, which is... just... Yeah, I love Eye to Eye. It's got to be the letter I, the number 2, and the letter I, just so you know.
Yes.
Seeing it eye to eye.
Oh my gosh, so cheesy. That was the 90s, early 2000s for you. It's like, can we put a number to mean a word or a letter to mean a word? Yes.
Let's shorten this title track as much as possible.
Because that's hip and cool. Kevin
Exactly.
Campbell.
Exactly. Well, And then we're moving on to the end title sequence of Pocahontas, sung by Vanessa Williams. Colors of the Wind. And did this one get radio play?
I mean, I'm sure at some point, but yeah, I don't recall this one as much, but it is Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, they start realizing, hey, okay, they know what they're doing at this point in time. Like, bring in the big guns, right. Sing the big song.
So we had Celine Dion, we had Elton John. All right, Vanessa Williams. All right, moving on. So the next one, we have the, from Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it goes into Someday, which
I totally remember this song. The way that you were talking about this, it might not be one of your songs that you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one, I had this soundtrack, and I love this song. It's by a band called, I think, All for One. Mm-hmm. Like a kind of a girl song, but I think this is a really cool song. I think it's awesome. It's a little different, and the fact that it has nothing to do, it's kind of the first time where we have a song that is not tied to the songs that are in the film.
Yeah.
And I do think, you know, as I was making my list and compiling, that hurts it. The end credit song is disassociated from the songs that we grew up and love, you know, in the past hour and a half watching the movie,
right?
It makes it less memorable. Because it's just something about, hey, we heard this song, this is the big song, big musical number, and hey, we're hearing it again. There's that familiarity that kind of makes you want to stick around. Right. But Someday, it kind of just feels like a song that was any old song that could have been thrown in there. You know, I do like it. I would always listen to this one on my Disney playlist, but
okay.
As far as the other ones, I don't think it'd be very high on the list.
Yeah. So,
but there was another song. Yeah.
There was another song, and this one plays into all of what we were talking about. They found the big singer. They found the thing that you know connects mostly to the people, and it's a message that they want to push, which is "God Help the Outcasts," and sung by the amazing The Queen, Bette Midler. So, I was a fan. This is a good one.
It is good. And I was listening to it. It is very Bette.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if she was necessarily the best choice for this. Because, I don't know, it just kind of fell out of character for the movie to bring in Bette Midler as I was listening. I was like, there's something weird here. Like, I like it, but like Bette Midler cannot be forgotten. She is her, you know, and she has her way of singing things. And it just felt way more Bette than it did God Help the Outcast, you know, which God Help the Outcast is really very humble and, you know, subservient sort of song, singing to God, you know, begging and pleading. And it just felt like this was just like, this is my moment to shine.
It's true. Yeah. And I think that takes away from it. If you were to look at, you know, outside the Disney realm, which we never go there, beyond the Disney borders.
The dark, shadowy place.
But it's a Stephen Swartz place. When you're looking at Prince of Egypt, and they have their R&B remix, and it's like everybody's singing all of, like, every run imaginable, and it's just like, oh, honeys, back up. This is too many divas for one song. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree that I think they could have picked another person that was a little bit more connected to the meaning of the song, which is probably why I never really liked her version. I always liked the original version of this song. Mm-hmm. All right, so Agreed. Moving on to Hercules. They didn't really have a remix of this in this one, but the final end credit song, the final song of the movie was "A Star Is Born." Oh gosh,
sing it from the mountaintop.
A star is born. I almost always cry at this one. It's just it's so great. I love this song.
Yeah, so this is one of the ones where it's a closing song that turns into an end credit song. So the first verse is sung by the Muses. We see the Muses. We see, you know, everything happening at the end, the culmination of, you know, his portrait in the sky, and Phil loves it, and they're getting together.
That's Phil's
and all the
boy.
You know,
oh,
yeah,
I was
Phil's
crying
boy,
there.
Yeah. Yes. You know, kind of, it's like that last tender moment of Megara and Hercules together. And then for the second verse, it goes back and, you know, it's the end credits start right there. And I think it's really well done in how they do that. It really just ties it up, wraps it up with a bow. It's kind of like, then we're done, you know? But hey, I still like this song. I want to listen some more. So very, this is kind of like one of the hybrid ones where it's a song that's in the movie is also the end credits song. But we just barely heard it, you know, it's just barely happening. So I actually really like A Star Is Born. Now, one thing really quickly, this is really kind of nitpicky, but when we were doing our Turkeys in one of the previous ones, we got the name of the song wrong. It was The Gospel Truth was our opening number. And I think we had it listed as like something else. We kept referring to it as something else. And I kept wanting to, yes, as I was listening back to the episode, I'm like, oh wait, it's Gospel Truth number one. Anyways, I can't remember what we were calling human. It, but I would like to set the record straight. That
I know the names of these songs.
Yes. So next up we have Mulan. This is Reflection, Mulan song sung by Christina Aguilera, I believe, right?
Yes, it is. So actually, yes, the movie ends with True to Your Heart, which is...
Oh, yes, yes.
Is 98 Degrees. It's so amazing. I love this one. And this is one of those that like gets you up and going and is super happy.
And but then, at the very beginning of True to Your Heart, as I was listening to this, I was like, oh my gosh. The instrumental that leads up into getting it started, it's like so like 90s rap.
Yes.
Like just the beat feels really dated. It's like, oh, I don't know about this. And then they get into the song, it's okay, but you know. Yes. Yeah, yep. And then all the ancestors are dancing, it's a party, and then we go into the first part of the credits, and then the second part is the, you know, we gotta have our big reflection number, big one that we're hoping is going to top the charts.
And it did. It definitely topped the charts. This was everywhere. And thing is, okay, so this is done by Christina Aguilera, and it's like, not everybody should karaoke Christina Aguilera songs, okay? But I just remember this was like everyone tried to, and I was like, oh, this is hard, because this is a hard song to do. And especially because she lays it on thick, her R&B stylings.
Christina be Christina. Yep.
Christina is gonna be Christina, and she lays her stylings on thick, and everybody tries to mimic her stylings, and it's like, dude, you can't, girl, dude, I don't care who you are, you can't do it. Like, you're just not Christina. She's the one with like 5 freaking octave range. Like, she's nuts. Maybe it's 6, I don't even know. She's inhuman. It is an epic song, the way she does it, and she does a great job with it, so... Good job, Christina. All right. And then for Tarzan, we've got Two Worlds, One Family finale.
And boom. So, yeah, this is just a quick little 1-minute song. It's the end credits. We're kind of wrapping it up. They're Jane and Tarzan are together. They're in the trees. And we get that last moment of him doing his Tarzan howl. Is it a howl? Is it a yell? Is it a something? He's doing that. And boom, we end. And then we go into, for the end credits, You'll Be in My Heart.
Right. And who's singing this one?
Phil Collins.
Oh, it's Phil Collins, yeah.
Yeah. When you got Phil Collins, you don't get anyone else. Yeah, so
it's like something the Elton John thing.
We'd already seen it before.
Yeah.
Nothing too special with this end credits one, for sure.
No. But it is one that... I probably hit radio. Didn't do super well, but it was a thing. Okay, so the next song is one of those that it's like, it's only funny when you know the whole story behind The Emperor's New Groove. Because when you...
The Sweatbox. If you can find a copy of The Sweatbox, please do.
Look online, find it somewhere. It's out there. But you watch this movie and it talks about the whole story behind how this whole movie came around. And so you and I, everybody knows the song Cusco. Oh, do, 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 do. That is the only song from the original movie that was actually put into this movie. And I think because they just felt bad for the fact that they totally cut Sting out of the whole movie process and was like, yeah, the whole thing we had you work on for months on end, we didn't like any of it, so we're cutting all of it. And the only thing left that they're like, I guess we'll use My Funny Friend and Me as the end credit song, when it's like, you listen you watch the movie and you get to the final ending credits and it's just so weird, like the cut and like moving into it. It's like, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. And the song isn't even good.
No,
it's just not. It's not even a funny song. It's just weird. Yeah, I was watching it again and I was like, or listening to it again. It's like, I do not approve.
Yeah, I mean, they have, it says, okay, I'm looking at the soundtrack cover. It says, plus performances by Tom Jones, Eartha Kitt, and Rascal Flatts. I'm like, what Rascal Flatts song did you guys do?
It must have just been like, hey, this is the soundtrack, even though nothing is.
Because it wasn't.
This, it's just like an end, maybe it was another end credit song.
But that didn't make it to the actual movie, but it was just on the records.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. So,
yeah, it was a bit of a mess, we know.
It was. Now, we can go into the song Where the Dream Takes You, which is from, this is like the only song from Atlantis that I've included on any of these songs, because it's the only song on the soundtrack that has words. But it's like the only reason I really wanted to bring it up was because it was sung by Maya, and I remember like the commercial that she did. Like in preparation for this movie coming out, it's like, hi, I'm Maya, I'm singing the next song on Atlantis. And then you listen to the song and it's just like, it's so campy, it's so 90s camp, because you got like,
yes,
people whispering in the back going, the way you were, you know. It's just like, oh gosh.
Oh.
It hurts.
Yeah, it wasn't a good one. They tried.
But then we move into Anytime You Need a Friend from Home on the Range. And as I've stated before, I really like the soundtrack to this movie, even though I didn't like the movie. And this song I actually enjoy listening to. Think of me, there I'll be. Yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say. And it's performed by Alan Menken, which is
shocking.
Yeah.
Normally, I mean, you never hear them except for on a demo track.
Right.
But at this point, you know, this is Home in the Range. This is the, you know, cow that did us in. And did they just not have a budget to do, like, bring in the big person? And they're like, we got to do something. Alan, hey, you want to take it?
Just, I liked your version well enough. Just stick with yours.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, did they know that they were going to be closing down the studio?
I don't know. I couldn't imagine during this. Like, you usually, like, you're hoping for a win, right? You're
right.
Not like, well, this is going to be a bomb.
Right. Well, because they were still working on Chicken Little at the time.
Yeah.
Which I left, I did bring in this song from Chicken Little.
I started listening to it again. We talked about in previous episode that I have not seen Chicken Little. So I was listening to this and Shake Your Tail, that, like, they just lead into it, like, they start, like, the talking, like, leading into the singing.
Yes.
And then the whole song is about Shake Your Tail Feather, and I was just like, oh my gosh.
What is happening?
Why? No!
Oh, just the Cheetah Girls, and it's like, oh gosh. Oh, Raymond Simone. Simone in there, mm-hmm. Like, oh, fabulous. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that happened. All right,
yes,
so
indeed.
Moving on to Princess and the Frog, it's Never Knew I Needed. Ooh, mother love, don't play my plans. It's like,
oh yes, with Yeo is his name.
Yeah.
So I was big on Princess and the Frog, just because it was the return of 2D animation. It's crazy to think now. Like, this Home on the Range came out in 2004, I believe, and this was, you know, 2009, so it's been a 5-year gap. But now looking back, it was like, whatever, it was like 5 years, but which is, you know, sad to say. But at the time, it was huge. That 5 years was everything.
Yeah.
It was just, we needed it. And they came back with a princess film, and it was a black princess, and it was going to be amazing. Oh my goodness, everything. It was a musical. And so I loved everything about this film. I watched it so much. The soundtrack, listened to it over. So, like, this song, I, like, it is part of the songs to me. You know, it's part of the...
Yeah.
It's just, when I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Princess and the Frog. But it's, again, it's one of these ones where it doesn't have much to do with the actual movie.
Right.
So it feels slightly disconnected.
Yeah. All right, next we have, from Tangled, Something That I Want, which has got, like, you know, clapping and do-do, do-do, do-do.
Yeah.
Do. Come on. Come on. It's got fun instrumentation, and it's a fun song. She's a girl with an instrumentation. Yeah, I like it. It's fun. It doesn't.
It's fun.
When I hear it, I don't think, "Oh, Tangled," you know, because it's like I kind of am used to the R&B remix stuff, and this was during a time when they're like, "Oh no, they're making fun of us because of the R&B remixes," and so let's step away from this. But I was so glad when for Frozen they brought them back. In some way.
Oh yeah.
And they have Demi Lovato.
That was more of a pop remix.
Yeah. So you have Demi Lovato sings Let It Go, and I remember this one came out before the movie, and the lyrics are slightly different in like one of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I have very fond memories of this era.
This era.
And when this came
totally.
Out and like yeah. I have a story that like one of the people that I had connections to told me the lyrics for the song, the original song before it came out, but it was like after this one came out. And so I just remember talking and like, oh, getting the lyrics from them. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can't believe this is happening to me. You know? So
yep.
That like plays into it all too.
It's cool. Yeah. This was an era. This was definitely a moment in time.
Yeah.
This is going to make the list for sure.
Yeah.
So now we kind of skip around and did Big Hero 6 not have one?
They did not.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't really a musical.
It wasn't a musical, which is why I didn't really add anything. It was
okay.
Well, I mean, Wreck-It Ralph and they all had these songs that they added that were more they got from other artists and they were just normal songs that didn't have anything to do with
okay.
the movie.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't add them.
Count. That doesn't count. Okay, so for Moana, you know, we're jumping a few years. We have Moana. We have How Far I'll Go by Alessia Cara. Uh-huh. Alessia?
Alessia Cara.
I didn't like it.
I like her voice.
We've entered an era. I feel like with the Demi Lovato, to a little bit, but more so this girl, we have entered the auto-tune era.
Yes. Yes,
her
yes.
just listening to this compared to like the original version, I'm just like, oof. This is not enjoyable to listen to. It's so overproduced that it loses all of just the fun of the original film or the original song.
Uh-huh. I can get with that, yeah. All right. Next one, even though it's like it's not a musical, it was still written for this, and I really just like
totally.
Shakira enough that I'm like, okay, we'll throw you in there. So you've got Try Everything by Shakira, or sung by Shakira. And I think it's fun.
This song's great. This song's great. I think feel like this song really made an impact, and you heard this places.
Yes. Yes.
After the fact. Yeah.
And I know that the reason why they chose her is because Zootopia was supposed to be like a everywhere kind of a place, and so they wanted somebody who could go to like everywhere. They wanted somebody who was more international, more than America that is exporting, but something that we would actually import. And I'll be honest, America doesn't import a lot from other places. They just don't like to. But Shakira somehow figured out how to beat the game.
Par for path, yeah.
She does a great job, and I love her. So, good for her. And I like this song. Okay.
Good one.
Now we're moving into Frozen 2. So we already did Frozen. We did Zootopia. And now Frozen 2 is Panic at the Disco, Into the Unknown. I am a big, big fan of this version.
Oh, yeah.
I really like them. I also like, this is what they use as the end credits, but I also like how they did a remake of Lost in the Woods.
Uh-huh.
I really
with
liked
Weezer.
That with Weezer, because I like Weezer too.
Yes.
But Panic at the Disco, he's so good. So good.
Yeah, this one, you know, I'm not going to say he's a legit singer, but there's not the auto-tune
yes.
that's hard to listen to, like in the How Far I'll Go.
Right.
And it's just such a cool version. And he has such an amazing voice.
Yeah.
That this is actually a song that you're going to want to listen to again and again.
Right. The music video for this song is kind of fun, too, because he's got this, like, gold jacket on. He's like, I'm cool.
Yeah. I'm cool.
I mean, you are cool, dude. But it's just funny. All right. And then I actually added this one late. This one should go up higher in the list. This is the If I Never Knew You Love Thing by John Cicada. And this is from Pocahontas.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about this one in our love songs. And, you know, when they kind of force it on you with right. We've done an updated version. You know, here's some new animation. And I think this one was fine left as just an end credit song. That was just, it gave it something a little different that you got to like, hey, this is a cool song. If I Ever Knew You. It's actually the lyrics very much tie to the ending of the song.
Right.
Or ending of the movie, you know, they've just departed. And so this is a song that, we don't have to hear them sing it for it to like continue the movie through the end credits. And so I think the way that they did that was perfectly fine. Instead of like, we need to have this big moment where they're singing about it. It works as an end credits for sure.
Yeah.
I think more than as a love song in the movie.
I get behind that as well. It's definitely how I would put it as well. So I'm gonna let you do your top first, and I'm gonna figure out mine.
Okay, so here is my list. Number 10, it's probably not gonna be on anyone else's list, but I really liked this song, Someday, from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Number 9, Try Everything, Shakira singing that one. Number 8, Something That I Want from Tangled. Number 7, Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Let It Go from Frozen. Number 6, Reflection, the R&B remix with Miss Christina Aguilera. Number 4, A Star is Born. It's so, so good because it's like an end credits and a closing song. Number 3, A Whole New World. You cannot deny how amazing that version is. Number 2, Can You Feel the Love Tonight with Elton John? And number 1, Beauty and the Beast, the grand daddy. This sets the bar so high. It did it so well.
All right, so I have decided on my final top 10, and here we go. We're going to start out with number 10, Try Everything from Shakira. Number 9 is Reflection, my girl Christina. Number 8, Seeing It Eye to Eye. Number 7, Let It Go, Let It Go. Thank you, Demi. Number 6, A Whole New World. Thank you, People Bryson. Number 5, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Elton John, you bring it on. Number 4, Gonna Shout It From the Mountaintops, A Star is Born. Number 3, Celine Dion brings us Beauty and the Beast. Number 2, Panic at the Disco sings Into the Unknown. And number 1, Oh, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Thank you, Elton John. So that is my top 10. So those are our lists, guys.
That was the list. So fun. Who'd have thought, you know, 229 episodes into this, we would be ranking the best end credits songs from Disney. Good times.
And some people are like, oh, they've really ran out of things to talk about. No, I think this is a standard. This is needed to be talked about. Can't believe
this is a nerdy couch if there ever was one, right?
Yes.
That's what the nerdy couch was invented for.
Exactly.
So be sure to let us know your thoughts on our Instagram. And of course, before we go, I want to give our 5-star review of the week. This is all the way from India. Doofen Schmerz Evil NC23 says, my favorite podcast. This podcast is amazing. Every day when I ride the bus, I listen to this podcast and I am completely satisfied. If you are looking for a great podcast, you found one. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you are completely satisfied in your podcasting choices with us today.
Woo-hoo.
If you would like to leave your review and have it read on a future episode, go to rotoscopers.com/iTunes. That will take you to the Apple Podcast page where you are going to listen, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review. Thank you so, so much. And that's all that we have for today. Until next time, we are the Rotoscopers.
Thank you.
listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation.